The Seattle School District is asking voters to renew two levies worth a total of $1.2 billion. District officials say the capital levy is critical to improve and reopen schools in our rapidly growing city. But some voters say the district can't be trusted to spend that money responsibly. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Magnolia Elementary School is a big brick building that opened in 1927. This historic landmark has been boarded up for 12 years.
Be careful with the water here. I don't want you to slip and fall.
Jeanette Imanishi is a construction project manager for Seattle Public Schools. She suspects a leaky roof is responsible for the giant puddle in this hallway. If voters approve the district's capital levy, this school will reopen after it's renovated and expanded. Imanishi says it needs a new mechanical system and seismic upgrades. The levy would update and improve schools across the city. The price tag on this building alone is $27 million.
The reason why we need to reopen is because of the increased enrollment capacity that we need.
The district is growing so quickly that many existing schools are bursting at the seams. The capital levy would reopen three schools and expand another to make room for 1,500 more students. But past levies aimed at alleviating overcrowding have created bad blood among some voters. Marianne Furpo lives next to Loyal Heights Elementary School. About 17 years ago, neighbors worked with the city to raise $350,000 to replace the asphalt at the school with a new playground, fields, and gardens. Furpo says the district does not maintain the park.
You'll see right now that the grass, it doesn't look like a grass field anymore. The field is in terrible shape.
Now the district plans to tear up the playground to expand the school dramatically, using money from a 2013 levy.
Yes, it's school district property, but it's also a place that the neighborhood has been stewards of in many ways.
Furpo says that will cost Ballard open space it already lacks and put too many cars on these narrow residential streets. The district says most of the new students will live within walking distance of the school and that property values usually increase when schools are improved. Furpo says she supports updating and growing the school, but she says the district's plans started out vague and ended up unreasonable to a giant building that will take up much of the lot. She says neighbors haven't gotten anywhere trying to negotiate for a scaled-down project.
The devil is in the details of the projects. You don't see that on the voters' pamphlet.
Seattle voters have approved every school's levy in the last 20 years. But there's widespread frustration that the district is not transparent with its plans and does not work with the community on controversial issues. District officials have said they do take community input into consideration, but that the public doesn't always appreciate the complexity in the decision-making process. Furpo says she supports schools and will vote yes on the district's other levy for operations. That's responsible for a quarter of the district's day-to-day expenses, from teacher salaries to classroom supplies. Although both levies are renewals, they're bigger this time. They'd add an estimated $140 a year in property taxes on a $450,000 home. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.